Μπορεί να γνωρίζεις πολύ καλά τη μουσική ενός καλλιτέχνη, αλλά την προσωπικότητά του τη μαθαίνεις μέσα από τις συνεντεύξεις του. Ο Βιενέζος Klaus Waldeck είναι ο εν λευκό Artist of the Month για τον Ιούλιο του 2022 και μας μίλησε αποκλειστικά για τη μουσική του, τη σχέση του με τη νομική, τις συνεργασίες του και πολλά άλλα θέματα. Klaus, καλώς ήρθες στον εν λευκό 87,7. Η πρώτη μας ερώτηση έχει να κάνει με το είδος της μουσικής σου. Η Wikipedia σε αναφέρει ως ambient, down tempo, jazz, trip hop, electro swing καλλιτέχνη. Είναι σωστή αυτή η περιγραφή?
Yes, most of the time Wikipedia is right, but then again it may not be up to date. So what I would like to add is that I've recently worked on some sounds that could be referred as road movie, although that is not a genre in its own. On my latest album Grand Casino Hotel, and also, I would like to add that many of my tracks are sort of cinematic, so they could be a soundtrack to a movie, a film.
Πήρες μαθήματα πιάνο από πολύ μικρή ηλικία, άρα έχεις διδαχτεί τους κλασικούς συνθέτες και επίσης η πατρίδα σου, η Αυστρία, ήταν το επίκεντρο αυτής της μουσικής. Ποιος είναι ο αγαπημένος σου κλασικός συνθέτης? Σε έχει επηρεάσει τελικά αυτό το είδος μουσικής?
Yes, of course. I took piano lessons, and that was something that was quite normal in those times. At that age, I was 6, but I always, you know, sort of got distracted playing those notes, and I thought I should do my own melodies, really, and I started to compose music, very simple, but I think that was the beginning of what ended up in being me now as an artist composer. And my favorite composers of classical music lately, I have to say that Beethoven is actually one of my favorite composers. It's in many ways perfect. But then again, there's so many great pieces in classical music, and it was a big influence for me.
Εκείνη η ιστορία ότι όταν ήσουν 15 ετών είχες καταστρέψει ένα πολύ ακριβό πιάνο, ισχύει?
I do actually. I have to admit, I'm a little bit, ashamed of this story, because it's actually not true. I had 15 years ago. I asked a friend of mine to write a biography for me, and he, you know, I gave him all the facts and details, and he said, well, that's just boring. I think we need to add some spice. So he came up with the story of the piano that I destroyed. But then again, all the other stuff in the biographies, they are true. But this one is just, an early example of, you could say he wanted to do his job really good, and maybe he overdid it, or I overdid it.
Baby, come back to me.
Ποιοι είναι οι καλλιτέχνες που σε έχουν επηρεάσει?
Well, a very, very long time I considered Massive Attack as one of my musical heroes or big influences. I've also chosen a track by Massive Attack in my Artist of the Month selection. You're gonna hear it. But then again, there's so many genres I've been influenced with. Lately, I've listened to a lot of jazz tracks by Dave Brubeck, and so there's not one big hero, there are lots of heroes.
Έχεις σπουδάσει νομική, έχεις ασχοληθεί με υποθέσεις πνευματικών δικαιωμάτων. Ποια ήταν η στιγμή και ποια ήταν η αφορμή να αφήσεις την επιστήμη για την τέχνη?
Yeah, it was actually a long time that I did both law and music. So, you know, in the morning I went to court and I worked as a solicitor, and in the evening I went home and had my studio with all those samplers, computers and synthesizers, and I worked till midnight, basically early morning. And next day again I went to my law job, and I started to feel like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, like to have two different identities. And at one point I just considered I shouldn't do this any longer. It became quite too much for me. And also there was one incident that helped me to move to music and leave law behind. That was the release of my first album, Balance of the Force, in France. I think it was 1998, and it was a major success in France. It was some kind of early trip-hop kind of music. And I thought, okay, well, if I can make it with my music in a different country, I might as well give up law. And 2 years later, I decided to run my own label, Dope Noir Records, which is the reason why we celebrate 20 years of Dope Noir Records these years.
Πρόσφατα κυκλοφόρησες το Waldeck Presents 20 Dope Noir Years, γιορτάζοντας με αυτόν τον τρόπο την επέτειο 20 χρόνων της δισκογραφικής σου εταιρείας. Πόσο δύσκολο ήταν να αποφασίσεις ποια τραγούδια τελικά θα έμπαιναν σε αυτή τη συλλογή?
Well, you know, it was a tough choice, and I gave a lot of thought to the concept of the whole album, because I didn't want it to be just a best-of compilation. I thought it would be more interesting to present new tracks to the audience, and of course some of the tracks that are featured on the album, well, actually it's more than an album, it's a double CD, it's 32 tracks, most of them unreleased. I thought if there's gonna be some reference to already released to tracks that have already been released, then it should be at least sort of rearranged, recorded. So yeah, that was the basic idea, and I think it's in times of, you know, Spotify playlists, there's no need for best of albums anymore. So I thought that's far more interesting, and it gives you also the prospect of what you might expect from Dope Noir Records in the future. There are four different acts on the label. It's of course my own project, Waldeck. Then there's the Waldeck Sextet, which is basically the acoustic version, but not just the acoustic version, there's more French influences to it, which takes us to the next project, Saint Privat, which is basically a French project with sort of bossa nova references. And then there's a fairly new project of mine, which is called Saul Goodman, which gives you all those soul flavored tracks.
Σχετικά με το άλμπουμ σου πάλι, Waldeck Presents 20 Dope Noir Years, κοιτάζοντας πίσω σε αυτά τα 20 χρόνια, υπάρχει κάτι που έχεις κρατήσει το ίδιο μέσα σε όλα τα μουσικά σου projects?
It's a difficult question. You know, I'm trying to keep real, to create some special atmosphere, some might call it some melancholic, some elegant elements, but it's hard to tell, really. I think it's better if others judge my music.
Προσπαθείς να έχεις μια συνοχή ανάμεσα στα άλμπουμ σου, συνεχίζεις τον ήχο σου ή θέλεις να είναι κάτι διαφορετικό κάθε φορά, να δοκιμάζεις καινούργια πράγματα?
It's not an easy question to answer. Of course, you know, the artistic handwriting that I like to keep in all my albums. As I mentioned earlier, some you know, elegance of style. But I try to take this particular handwriting to different genres and styles. So it would be really a great compliment, say, if someone hears a track from a swing album of mine, and then I, for instance, he would listen to some spaghetti western, and the listener would say, ah, okay, but I see the same elements, the same aesthetic concept in those two tracks. Although it's a different genre, it's a aesthetics and the basic feeling, they stay the same. So you could say it's like a sound trademark or something like that.
Ποιο άλμπουμ σου θα πρότεινες να ακούσει πρώτο κάποιος που θα ήθελε να γνωρίσει τη μουσική σου?
That's a tough question. I would say, since Ballroom Stories was the most successful album of mine, it's probably the one that's most accessible, but that's just a guess. So I would start with Ballroom Stories and then maybe get into Grand Casino Hotel, which is the road movie album, and then Gran Paradiso Spaghetti Western. But it's hard because they are all my children and I love them equally. I love them all the same.
All the souvenirs in my memory got me ruining my soul.
Joy Malcolm, Zibi, Πατρίσια Φεράρα, κάποιες από τις εξαιρετικές φωνές που έχει στα τραγούδια σου. Έχει υπάρξει περίπτωση που κάποια από αυτές τις φωνές έχει αλλάξει εντελώς την κατεύθυνση ενός τραγουδιού?
I wouldn't say that the voices changed the way I visualized a song, but definitely they changed the way of what you can express, and every vocal has lends itself to a certain genre. So with Joy, she has a very soulful voice. Then again, CB is quite fragile and is more the it's a different approach with some singer-songwriter's elements and great lyrics. And with Patrizia Ferrara, she comes from, well, she worked as a jazz singer, and so I opened up for this genre. So, for instance, the Atlantic Ballroom or the Waldeck Sextet, it all features Patrizia Ferrara's great vocals. So, yeah, there is definitely an effect of how the vocals change or have an influence on the music.
Ποιος είναι ο καλλιτέχνης με τον οποίο θα ήθελες όσο τίποτα στον κόσμο να συνεργαστείτε?
Well, I would have liked to work with Dusty Springfield. I also put one of her tracks in my selection that you can hear on Radio and Lefko.
Πρώτα η μουσική και μετά ο στίχος ή το ανάποδο? Δηλαδή, υπάρχει κάποια συγκεκριμένη ρουτίνα, κάποια σειρά στον τρόπο με τον οποίο γράφεις μουσική κάθε φορά, ή όλα θέλεις να είναι διαφορετικά?
The creative process has changed a little bit. In the early days when I started producing and composing music, I used a lot of samples and loops, and it was quite repetitive in the beginning, and then I started to add some melodies, harmonies, and later the vocals and the lyrics. Now that I have got myself a grand piano, well, now basically it's like 6-7 years ago I got one, I started to compose the music more and more on my grand piano, and that of course had a great influence on the way I arrange my compositions. You know, when you begin your compositions with the piano, it's of course different than if you start with a drum beat.
Τους καλλιτέχνες αυτή η περίοδος της πανδημίας ήταν μια ευκαιρία για restart, για ενδοσκόπηση ή για να δοκιμάσουν μια διαφορετική κατεύθυνση στην τέχνη τους. Συνέβη κάτι τέτοιο σε σένα?
Well, to be quite honest, I think for me the pandemic was just an experience that I could have lived without. It's not a big restart, or I didn't reinvent myself. It was just an ordeal, and it still is. Life gigs have become difficult. Planning has become difficult. There's only one thing that I really tried out for the first time. That was a streaming concert without audience. But yeah, that was it.
Θυμάσαι τη στιγμή που άκουσες πρώτη φορά τραγούδι σου στο ραδιόφωνο?
Unfortunately, I don't remember any particular song that was the first song that I listened on the radio. But what I remember was that I had a cassette recorder or a tape recorder built in my radio. And whenever I listened to a song that I liked, I recorded it directly from the radio. Unfortunately, there were always, it was cut off in the beginning because you were never quick enough to get it from the beginning. And sometimes there were also advertisements, so it was not an ideal world to get a music collection. But it is the sparkle and the magic of radio that you don't know what you can expect.
Πόσο σημαντικό θεωρείς ότι είναι το ραδιόφωνο για να κάνει γνωστό ένα νέο single, ειδικά σε αυτή την εποχή του streaming?
I think radio is still a major argument for breaking a single. Sometimes it has turned the other way around. So if you want to break a single with the radio stations, they ask first if you have any good streaming results. So it's become quite tricky. It's like, I guess it has always been.
Ruffling again, my arms open wide. You kissed me once, so kiss me twice. Pain is incapable of comfortably near.
Υπάρχει κάποιο μουσικό είδος που αγαπάς πολύ και μέχρι τώρα δεν έχεις βάλει στη μουσική σου, αλλά θα ήθελες να δοκιμάσεις?
There's one particular music genre. I don't know if it's a genre, but also I put one of these tracks into my playlist, and it's by David Bowie. This is Not America, and it's some sort of synth pop with very rich and colorful arrangements. At some point I would like to do something in the same style.
Υπάρχει κάποιος Έλληνας καλλιτέχνης που γνωρίζεις και θα ήθελες με κάποιο τρόπο να συνεργαστείτε?
There is one Greek artist, a great singer, and I discovered her when I was in Cyprus, I think nearly 10 years ago. And her name is Sophia Lembo. Unfortunately, she's dead, but maybe I can do a remix. But she's a great artist.
Passione, neanche la seduzione, fin la mia
trattato come una bambola.
Ποιο είναι το τελευταίο πράγμα που έχεις στο μυαλό σου λίγο πριν βγεις στη σκηνή για live?
Well, in the early days when I went to stage and I used an Apple Macintosh for some, you know, electronic sounds, my worst fear was always that the computer would crash. Now I'm doing much less on stage with computers. All of it is live, and so I'm more concerned about my own playing and hoping that I do a good performance.
Ποια είναι η πιο σημαντική συμβουλή που θα έδινες σε ένα νέο μουσικό?
The most important advice, yeah, I would say you have to be prepared for many setbacks. It's a tough job. It can bring a lot of joy, but it can also be frustrating sometimes. So you have to endure and be real and should not compromise when it comes to your own personal style.
There was a time you read my mind. No one between us, just sunshine. Away.
Κλάους, ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ για την κουβέντα και περιμένουμε την επόμενη εμφάνισή σου στην Αθήνα και γιατί όχι στο Live Stage των Λευκό 87,7 για ένα 525 Live Session.